It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us. Purport. Those who are familiar with the art of chanting Sanskrit verses will be able to appreciate the especially exquisite Sanskrit poetry of this chapter. Specifically, the poetic meter of the verses is extraordinarily beautiful, and also, for the most part, in each line, the first and seventh syllables begin with the same consonant as do the second syllables of all four lines. Translation repeat. The gopi said, O beloved, your birth in the land of Braj has made it exceedingly glorious. And thus Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you. So please show yourself to us. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. As we have already said, this is the Gopi Gita chapter, songs by the gopis in separation. This chapter seems to be saturated with agony and suffering, and it is true, but it is not material agony and suffering that these songs are presenting. They are saturated with the highest experience of love of Krishna. They are giving you insight into the pinnacle of our sampradaya. Lord Chaitanya taught love of Krishna in separation is the highest. And in this chapter, you can perceive that pinnacle. What apparently is suffering and misery is actually the greatest transcendental ecstasy. There's no question of anything to do with material bodies and material minds and material emotions in this chapter. So you have to be very careful, because immediately you might think, oh, I can relate to that. We've explained before that Krishna's pastimes are a double-edged reality. On the one hand, because they seem to resemble human affairs, you're easily attracted. But on the other hand, they have nothing to do with mundane physiology or psychology. So, what is an advantage can also be a disadvantage. The advantage of your ease in being attracted, because they look familiar, can be a disadvantage, because you'll think, oh, this is just like ordinary human affairs. This mistake is very, very common. So many Indologists, scholars who study India, even so many leaders in India, they think that Vaishnavism is some kind of romance religion. Krishna is referred to as the Hindu forest love god. And people think, oh yes, we can understand this. This is what it's all about. No, this is not what it's all about as you know it. There is no mundane physiology or psychology in these chapters. These five chapters represent the most confidential part of the Bhagavatam. Chapters 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. Rasa Pancha Jaya, the five. five chapters of the Rasa Lila. One must approach this subject matter with great hesitation, caution, and submissiveness. Actually, the Acharyas recommend that until you are spontaneously attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam, don't try to absorb yourself in these special chapters. The 10th canto is considered Krishna's smiling face. The first canto is the feet. You begin to approach a saintly person, a special person, respectable person, by glancing at the feet, and then gradually you raise your vision upwards. So the Bhagavatam does that for you. It introduces you to Bhagavan Sri Krishna from the feet. And then in the 10th canto, you're presented with the smiling face of the Lord. And here is the most confidential part of the 10th canto. In other words, qualification is required to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His affairs. First, understand how impersonal contamination has polluted our intelligence. How can you conceive of the absolute truth without potencies? Think about it. Generally, people think, if they think about God at all, they think of one supreme being or supreme something. But they can never understand that the Supreme has potencies, varieties of potencies. Parasya Shaktir Vividaiva Shriyate, Upanishad said. The Supreme Absolute Truth has multifarious or variegated potencies. Where are those potencies? You are all familiar with the illusory potency. There's also the internal potency. When you are hearing about the gopis and Krishna, you are hearing about Supreme Absolute Truth and His potencies. These are not ordinary persons. They are Krishna's internal potency. Krishna alone is not especially beautiful. But Krishna is never alone. So Krishna is always especially beautiful. Krishna is always surrounded by His potencies. When you think of the gopis, think of the potencies of the Supreme Absolute Truth. How dare we consider God without His energies? Once you begin to put the two together, the potencies with the potent, then you can understand what Krishna is doing in His intimate pastimes. The Vedanta Sutra says, Shakti, Shakti Mato Abheda. There's no difference between the Shakti, the energy, and the possessor of the energy. Qualitatively, they are the same. But quantitatively, there's a huge difference between the tiny and the unlimited. When you hear these songs of separation, think of Krishna and His potencies. Srimati Radharani is the crest of Krishna's internal pleasure potency. And the gopis are expansions of Srimati Radharani. So all that you're dealing with is Krishna and His energies, His most intimate personal energies. Don't fall victim to Mayavad, offensive impersonalism in which you think of God, Bhagavan, without potencies. Krishna displays His supremacy through His potencies and engages in such extraordinary loving affairs with His own potencies that everyone is attracted. The Shastra explains that there are, out of thousands, unlimited gopis, 16,000 are prominent. those 16,108 are more prominent. Out of those 108, eight, the Ashtasakis, they are most prominent. And out of those eight, the Ashtasakis, two are most prominent. Srimati Chandravali and Srimati Radharani. And of those two, Srimati Radharani is the most prominent. You're hearing about Krishna's potencies. You're not hearing about ordinary entities. Now let us look at this verse, Gopiruchu. The gopi said, Jayati Deitakam Janmana Vraja. Our beloved, Daita, oh beloved, your birth in the land of Vraj has made it exceedingly glorious. Adikam Janmana. Exceedingly glorious. Exceedingly glorious means nothing can compare to the glory of Vraj. Nothing means nothing. That also means Vaikuntha. The acharyas explain that when the gopis are singing like this, they are putting everything in its place. They're putting the whole cosmology, the whole map of the universe is put into place here. Nothing exceeds the glories of Braj because Krishna has made his appearance there with his personal pastime. Not even Vaikuntha can compare. Now, what goes on in Vaikuntha? Shrayate Indila Shashvatatrahi. In Vaikuntha, there is Lakshmi Devi, here known as Indira, the goddess of fortune. Lakshmi Sahasrasapta Sambrahma Sevyama Govindamadi Purushottamamcha. All the planets in the spiritual world are populated with unlimited goddesses of fortune. In Vaikuntha, everyone serves Lakshmi Devi. But what is Lakshmi Devi doing? She's residing always in Braj, serving Braj. Therefore the gopis say, your birth in the land of Braj has made it exceedingly glorious. Nothing surpasses the glory of Vrindavan, even Vaikuntha. And the proof is that Indira, Lakshmi Devi, although served by everyone in Vaikuntha, she's rendering service in Vrindavan while singing songs of separation. The gopis are giving such confidential knowledge. And then they're presenting their personal situation. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. In other words, we're not living for ourselves. Every breath that they take, every effort they make for dressing, putting on cosmetics, it's only for Krishna's sake. They're only living for Krishna. In Vrindavan, everything is unsurpassably happy. But amidst the land of unparalleled happiness, you have the greatest suffering, the greatest misery. Please fix your mind on this contrast. In the land of perfect happiness, served by the goddess of fortune, whom everyone is serving in Vaikuntha, in this land of perfect happiness, there is such acute misery and suffering. This is what the gopis are presenting to Krishna. Now, the acharyas point out, Krishna may say, why are you suffering in this land of happiness? And the gopis explain, we have given all our life heirs to you. Our life heirs, our prana resides in you. yet you're not here. We have been searching everywhere for you. And Krishna may say, how could you, why am I the cause of your unhappiness and distress? And the answer is, well, please show yourself to us. That'll resolve all this acute distress. These songs that you hear, these verses, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur calls them a group of lotus flowers. The verses in this chapter, there's 19 of them. They're a group of lotus flowers, and what is the honey of these lotus flowers? That is Krishna praying. And what is the fragrance of these lotus flowers? It is the beautiful tones and rhythms of the verses. So when you hear these verses, you're put in touch with the honey of Krishna praying, and the fragrances of these verses come to you as the sweetest, most beautiful, graceful tones and rhythms. In this way, Shukadeva Goswami provides you with such a transcendental experience. Now, please bear in mind, there's one point I was explaining in Jagannath Puri last week at Tota Gopinath Mandir, which is where Gadadhar Pandit of the Panchatattva, he would read Srimad Bhagavatam with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, Tota Gopinath deity is where Lord Chaitanya, one of the places Lord Chaitanya was seen to leave this world by entering into the Tota Gopinath deity. In Vrindavan, devotees are generally very attached to Radha Krishna Leela. But the fact is, it is very difficult to enter into Radha Krishna pastime. Very difficult. Even though in Vrindavan everyone is so attached to Radha Krishna Leela. The recommended route is through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through Lord Chaitanya, the entrance can be facilitated. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna combined. It's very difficult to approach Radha Krishna without Lord Chaitanya. Just like, for example, here in this temple, there are Radha Krishna deities on the altar, but you're worshipping them in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan, as you know. Awe and reverence, in which the most essential principles are cleanliness and punctuality. As our deity worship minister will remind you. So, there is Radha Krishna, but you're worshipping in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. Everything is punctual, everything is clean, everything is very, there's grandeur, there's opulence, and there's the attitude of reverence. In other words, no one here is saying to the deity like Sanatana Goswami, I'm sorry, there's no salt on the chapatis, this is the best I can do. That is Radha Krishna worship, spontaneous love, Radha Marga. Radha Krishna worship is not for conditioned souls. So then, how is our whole system going on? How's our whole system of spirituality going on? It's going on through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why we always have Radha Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Then things work. Because Lord Chaitanya is Pratitapavan, the deliverer of the most fallen. Gaudiya Vaishnavism means approaching Radha Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. then everything is possible. Not that,
oh, I feel some attraction for Radha Krishna.
No. What does Narottam Das Thakur teach? In his song, he's showing, when will that day be when I have some attraction for Radha Krishna? In other words, it's something far off. The greatest devotees never consider, now I've got Krishna. They always consider, when will that day be mine? This is actually the most intense kind of love. Not that I have got. No. When will I get? The more they get, the more they think, when will I get? Therefore, in the prayer, Sat Goswami Ashtaka by Srinivas Acharya, you sing, Hey Radhe Braja Devi Kechvalite, Hey Nanda Sunakata. Queen of Vrindavan, where are you? Where's Krishna? Where's Lalita? Is Krishna on Govardhan Hill? Is he on the bank of Jamuna? Where is he? This is the mood of love of Krishna and separation. Never, now I've got Krishna. More intense love is through separation. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. That is a material maxim, which is also true in the highest spiritual sense, in the realm beyond time and space and matter. So a real devotee always considers, when will that day be mine when I actually have pure attraction for Radha Krishna, which can't be had as a conditioned soul, so therefore let me take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna combined. It is a great mistake to think that the body of Lord Chaitanya is independent of the body of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Now, this doesn't make sense materially. You may catch yourself in the beginning making this mistake of thinking Lord Chaitanya is one person, Krishna is another person. No. You have to train your intelligence in the conclusions of the Shastra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Narayana. Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna combined. But if you try to approach Radha and Krishna directly, you'll be in for big problems. If you go through Lord Chaitanya, then even in the dense darkness of Kali Yuga, you can be successful. So that is our system. So many people misunderstand this Radha Krishna Leela, this Gopi Bhava. They think it's something so easily accessible. In fact, they misunderstand to the point of considering it to be some kind of mundane lust. And this way they make so many offenses. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in particular, had to resurrect the reputation of bhakti, because the Sahajiyas had taken bhakti and dragged it through the mud of equating their mundane lusty affairs with Krishna's intimate lilas. Yes, there are actually people who think by engaging in mundane lusty affairs we are increasing our Radha Krishna bhava. So many people were thinking like that. Oh, Vaishnavism is an illicit religion. It is, they do abominable things in the name of spirituality. That was the environment Bhaktivinoda Thakur was operating in. So he had to once again establish bhakti as the topmost intellectual science. He did that by taking such a firm stand against the Sahajiyas, those who have these cheap, mundane conceptions. And at the same time, he demonstrated how profound and intellectual real bhakti is. And then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, his son, would visit Radha Kund with his followers and give lectures on the Upanishads. Blow the minds of all the Babajis. who consider Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, you know, these are lower texts. We are absorbed in the highest nectar. But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur demonstrated what is the standard, the real standard of authoritative bhakti yoga. Not a cheap thing. You have to understand in truth Krishna Tattva, the science of Krishna. You cannot just brush it all away and then say, oh, in my heart I'm feeling attraction for Radha and Krishna. No. What would you say to a five-year-old boy or girl who said, oh, I'm feeling attraction for this is my girlfriend and we're going to marry? A five-year-old, you just say, what do you know? Just so. First get some life experience. First understand. So it's the same thing with Radha Krishna Leela. You cannot jump over all the knowledge necessary to properly understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to understand his pastimes as completely spiritual. Therefore, the Bhagavatam gradually prepares you. Your nine cantos. Now, if you don't have spontaneous attraction for Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot claim to have spontaneous attraction for the tenth canto, particularly these five chapters. What does it mean, spontaneous attraction for Srimad Bhagavatam? You're eager to hear Bhagavatam. Not that someone has to drag you to Bhagavatam class. As long as that goes on, then that shows long way off. Still feeling the fever of material existence. But when you long to hear about Krishna, and when you become so refreshed to hear about Krishna in association with devotees, then you know you're making advancement. Prabhupada once wrote us, all the devotees, a letter in the 70s. Said, don't become a bigger Paramahansa than your Guru Maharaj. I'm going to Bhagavatam class. Why can't you? Don't think, now I'm a big devotee. I don't have to go to class. I'm also going. In other words, are you a bigger devotee than your Guru Maharaj? You're more Paramahansa now? You don't have to follow all these things? He said, I'm going to class every day. I'm relishing hearing. Now you may say, well, I don't mind going to some classes, but sometimes some of the speakers, you know, young devotees, when the Maharajas come, then I'll go to class. But just think, Prabhupada attending Bhagavatam class, listening to his disciples, how much do they know, realize compared to Srila Prabhupada? But if they're speaking the message of Bhagavatam, Krishna is present. In other words, we should not let our life be ruled by material misconceptions. Try to understand the dynamic spiritual experience that's going on. Krishna is present through the discussion of Bhagavatam in the assembly of sincere devotees. No matter what our ashram is, no matter what our years in the Krishna conscious movement are, we should be attached to Bhagavatam class. Just by the simple attendance of Bhagavatam class, the dirt in your heart is cleansed and you become attracted to Krishna. There's no excuse. Oh, now I'm in this ashram. When I was in the other ashram, then, yes, we did these things. But now I'm in I'm in the ashram where, you have to tend to so many responsibilities, so therefore. Besides, I've internalized all these things during my days of, before family life. I internalized them. Now! No. Similarly, you can't say it. Oh, now I'm sannyasi. No Bhagavatam class is necessary.
younger devotees there.
In all cases, in all times, in all situations, our policy is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Eternally we hear Bhagavatam. Hearing Bhagavatam means in the association of devotees. In this way you'll understand why you need devotees. Because in their assembly, the rasa, the taste of Bhagavatam becomes so sweet. What does Lord Kapila Dev say? Satam prasanga mama virya samdiro bhavanti hrikhan rasayana kata. In the assembly of those dedicated to the sat, the eternal, satam prasanga mama virya samdiro, such power is there. Bhavanti hrikhan rasayana kata. How does that virya, that power manifest? As rasa, sweet taste for the karna, for the ear. And then what else happens? Tadjoshanasya Bhavagavartmini. While you're listening to Bhagavatam, the doorway to liberation swings wide open. Liberation! Jnanis, impersonalists, mystic yogis spend hundreds of births trying to get free from the material world, get mukti, liberation. For a devotee, liberation is insignificant. Just sit down, hear Bhagavatam in the assembly of Vaishnavas. The door of liberation swings open. Devotees don't even notice. They're just tasting the nectar of Krishna's pastimes, hearing the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. Liberation. As Lord Chaitanya said, Mama Janmini Janmini Sare Bhagavatam Bhakti Oitiki Tvai. I don't mind taking birth after birth in the material world as long as I have service, devotional service to the lotus feet of the Lord. Liberation. Still, it happens. Tadjoshanasya Upavagavartmini. The doorway of liberation swings wide open as you're hearing Bhagavatam. But more importantly, Shraddhavatya Bhakti Anukramishyati. You get development of Shraddha, firm conviction that simply by serving Krishna, all my problems, all my needs will be taken care of. We always have to be reminded of that. We should not, as we become so-called older devotees, have a decrease in Shraddha. Well, I don't know if, you know, if devotional service is going to take care of this or that. I don't know, you know, when I was a younger devotee, I thought that, but now I'm becoming more mature, and I'm realizing that other things are needed. Now, Shraddhavatya Bhaktiya Nukramishyati. We want our Shraddha to remain intact and develop. Then you know you're making spiritual advancement. It is true. Simply by serving Krishna, everything is taken care of. There may be some moments of test, because Krishna is expert at getting real love, even out of the dense, dark hearts of Kali Yuga. So there are love tests. Krishna wants to see how mad you're becoming for him. Here in this scenario, his beloved, most beloved devotees are going through this fire of separation. And later you'll hear Krishna explains why he disappeared, to increase the love. He wanted to give him the best thing. What is the best thing? Love of Krishna and separation. Try doing this in the mundane world. I care for you so much, you've done so much for me, therefore there's only one thing I can do, leave you. Anyway, you try that to your husband or wife? You've served me so intensely through thick and thin, I cannot repay you even with a lifetime of Brahma, therefore I'm leaving. It doesn't make sense materially, but spiritually, in the pure spiritual world, yes, it is the reality. Krishna wanted to give his best devotees the best experience. So that acute suffering and misery they're going through is actually the greatest ecstasy. But you need transcendental vision to see that. In one sense, the acharyas point out, they're being a bit accusatory. They're a bit accusing. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you. So please show yourself to us.
But why are you treating us like this?
You are everything. Our life airs don't reside in our body. Our life airs reside in you. If our life airs reside in our own body, we'd be happy that they just ignite and we burn to death in this fire separation. But no, you have our life airs. They reside in you. What can we do about this? There's no solution except you have to come. Otherwise, here in this land of the topmost happiness, you have the most extreme suffering going on. Just glance this way. In fact, the Acharyas point out, they're not even asking Krishna to relieve their suffering. They're asking, just glance this way. Just may get a glimpse of how intense this bhava is. This is the highest and purest emotional level of existence. So as we hear the verses of this chapter, let us remember how to approach Krishna. Let us go the authorized way. Let us approach Radha Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That way you can be successful. Otherwise, and approaching Radha Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means kirtan. We never think we're too advanced for kirtan. Once again, you need devotees. You need the assembly of devotees. How are you going to hear Bhagavatam? How are you going to have kirtan without devotees around? Suddenly, those same devotees who you take for granted, yeah, I've seen you for how long I've known you for? 15, 20, 30 years. Suddenly you realize these are valuable gems. They are part of the kirtan party. They're part of the Bhagavatam class. Lord Chaitanya says, kirtaniya sadhari. Always chant Hare Krishna. Not when you're only in this ashram, you have kirtan. Or when you're living in this place, you have kirtan. No, kirtaniya sadhari. Always. So if you're going to follow Lord Chaitanya, then you must always cherish kirtan. Kirtan also means speaking, by the way. It's not only singing. Kirtan also means speaking the glories of the Lord. So let us keep these things in mind. And as we traverse our various ashrams, as we traverse our various phases in our life cycle, let us not put aside the five limbs of bhakti and think, oh, well, now I have more important things to do. Got to concentrate on getting those things together, and then we'll bring the bhakti back in. This is a great mistake. As stated by the four Kumaras in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, there is no greater error that a human being can make than to consider something to be more important than your Krishna consciousness. Let me put off my Krishna consciousness because I have to do this first. Never do that. If you can remember that, you'll always be safe. Krishna consciousness can't wait for anything. Remember Srila Prabhupada's first meeting with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura? Srila Prabhupada was presenting the ideology of Gandhi's movement. How can Lord Chaitanya's movement be spread all over the world when no one takes India seriously because India is a colony? First, let us liberate India from the British, and then India will be respected and people will take the message of Lord Chaitanya very seriously. He probably had no doubts about the message of Lord Chaitanya, but in his pastime of his presence in this world, he was presenting that. But first, India should be completely free, and then it'll be easier to spread the message of Mahaprabhu. And what was Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura's answer? Krishna consciousness is so important, it can't wait for anything. Political solutions, economic solutions, this, that, the other, nothing comes before your Krishna consciousness. You always remember that principle and you'll be safe. But as soon as you forget that principle, and start thinking, well, yes, but at this point in my life, because of these circumstances, then your head starts to spin. And visions of illusory energy start to dance in your head. And you gradually lose your enthusiasm. The material world looks more and more like it's the real thing. If you become more and more attached to it, mundane emotions possess you. And soon you're a victim of passionate ignorance, back where you started. Let us remember the qualification necessary for hearing Bhagavatam. What's special about Bhagavatam? All material motivations are kicked out. Shukadeva Goswami makes that clear in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam. Dharma projita kaita vocha paramo namasarana satam. All forms of cheating religion, kaitava dharma. That means any kind of religion for the purpose of material gain or even merging into the oneness, kicked out. Mystic yoga for developing cities, yoga power, yogic powers, kicked out. Any motivation except for Krishna's pleasure is swept out of Bhagavatam. That's made clear in the first canto, the first few verses. Now you're in deep in the 10th canto, the most sacred portion of the Bhagavatam. So please remember, first work on your spontaneous attraction for Bhagavatam. And then, in time, Shadarati Bhakti Anukramishati, you'll be spontaneously attracted to Krishna's pastimes if you approach through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shraddha. The Shraddha has to remain intact. Shraddha is not simply for the new bhaktas and new bhaktas. You know, you take your initiation test and display your Shraddha. You're fired up for a few years and then fade away into the practical realities. We don't want this program. Shraddha. What does Kapila Dev say? Shraddharatiya bhakti anukramishati. The Shraddha should go to rati, attraction for Krishna. Not that you're going backwards, you're going forward from Shraddha. Shraddharatiya bhakti anukramishati. And because of that attraction, that rati, there can be real bhakti. Only when there's real bhakti can we understand this Gopi Gita. How these feelings of apparent misery and suffering are the highest spiritual experience.
All right, we'll stop there and ask any questions. Yes.
You mentioned in the beginning of the class that you should not enter deeply into the topics of the Gopi Gita.
I'm sure I said more than that.
I'm sure you did. I'm sorry, I'm not remembering. Yet we see that Srila Prabhupada and other charities encourage the devotees to read these pastimes and help them overcome material loss. So what's the difference between the two?
You need qualification to take the medicine. Yes, Shukadeva Goswami, in the same 10th canto, explains that for the qualified listener who has proper Shraddha, and who's hearing from a proper person, the listener who's absorbed in devotional service, if you hear Rasa Lila, your heart will be cleansed of mundane lust. But first you have to be qualified to take that cure. There's some kind of medicines, I can't say offhand, but they're very powerful. In order to be able to take that medicine, the doctor first has to build up your system so you're strong enough to take a potent cure. Has anyone had that experience?
Yes. Yeah, the DD plus.
Huh?
DD plus is very heavy. Painful one. DD plus. The name is DD plus.
Mm-hmm.
Very heavy, painful one. So you have to slowly, you have to go into and reinforce telling us about the things. And finally, the doctor is right to have that done.
Yes. So you can, not immediately. This question was asked to Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles. I was there at the time. Sukadeva Goswami says, you plunge into Rasa Lila, all your material desires will leave your heart. You'll become purified. And Prabhupada said, if you're not ready for the cure, you'll become putrefied. You should desire, aspire to become qualified to take the cure. Not that immediately, oh yes. So therefore I explained, first, see if you're spontaneously attracted to Bhagavatam. Then you can start to wonder, when will there be spontaneous attraction for Krishna Leela? But if we, when we come to Bhagavatam class, we simply doze, or we stay in our apartments, flats, or whatever, and we minimize association with devotees, then it'll be very difficult. Progress will be very slow. So take things step by step. Yes, you can read these chapters in the Krishna book, which is widely distributed. Those chapters are there. But Prabhupada has taken so much time to present things philosophically so that no one will make the mistake of thinking this is just ordinary romance. And even though these things are there in Krishna book, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, you're not to predominate on these things. Until your natural spiritual inclinations are awakened. So first you work on appreciating the whole package. And then once you're purified, your spiritual inclinations will become pronounced. Therefore, the safest thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is Radha Krishna. You approach Radha Krishna through Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur is singing, Gauranga Bolite Ave Pula Kashriya. When will that day be mine when the tears are shooting from my eyes, my body is shivering as I say the name Gauranga? Golden limbed one, Gauranga. That means Krishna, who's golden because he's taken on the emotions of Srimati Radharani. The heart of Lord Chaitanya is the emotions of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he becomes golden. His blackish sham color becomes golden. Anything else?
You mentioned that refuge should follow Shraddha.
And Lord Apilade said that.
Yes.
Shraddha Tia Bhakti Anu Krishna.
Yeah. Especially in the association of devotees, that's the natural development. But what devotees often find is that their refuge increases for material enjoyment rather than for the association of devotees in the hearing of Bhagavatam, and so consequently they become discouraged.
If material desires are increasing, that means the garden hasn't been weeded.
Yeah.
As simple as that. Anyone has a garden? Ordinary garden? Anyone here have an ordinary garden? Yes. Yeah. If you don't take the time to weed it, what happens? You can have the best seeds. Yeah. Everything ideal, but you don't take the time to weed it. Everyone knows it's going to go on. So similarly, each individual devotee has to put the time in to weed his or her own garden. Think about it. You got to weed your own garden. You got to do the work. Not that, oh, when I was a new bhakta, yeah, I was watching the weeds, but now I just let it all grow, you know. I've internalized everything. practicalities abound now. No. As soon as you neglect the weeds, do the weeds honor your excuses? No. Take your eye off the garden, the weeds shoot up. That's just the way it is. Do the weeds say, oh, we know you're working, therefore we won't grow. We know you have family responsibilities, we won't grow. We know that you have to go through this certain situation of material responsibility, therefore we won't grow. We'll cooperate with you. The weeds don't do that. Take your eye off the garden, up shoot the weeds. That's the way it is. No exemptions. Any ashram, no exemption. Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Nyas. Take your eye off the garden, the weeds grow. Now, why would you take the trouble to weed your garden? Because you want the plants to grow properly. You want the fruit. You want the veggies. So, in order to properly execute Krishna consciousness, you have to care for yourself at least enough to take the time to weed your garden. This is what is so devastating about Kali Yuga. It destroys people's self-respect. They don't even care about themselves, what to speak of others. The four pillars of sinful life destroy your self-respect. You know, oh, whatever, I don't care. Yeah, I may suffer in the future, but big deal. Just got to do what I got to do right now. So, that's how you go. Out of duty, responsibility, we want the garden to be free of weeds. So we take the trouble. That's the beginning of love, that you take the trouble to weed the garden. Anything else?
Understanding of Krishna consciousness, I feel proud of being born in India. So, please help me.
Why do you feel proud of being born in India?
The people say that India is a holy land and whoever is born there is a holy land.
What do you mean? That is the question. India produces so many IT people. Bill Gates has just started a Bhakta program in Seattle. He said, I will take the 30 top IT Bhaktas to Seattle and they can associate, have Sangha with the Microsoft experts. They will achieve the supreme destination. So India is producing that. When, well, a few years ago, the president of the USA went to Delhi and announced, I'm raising the visa quota. Opening the pearly gates. There'll be 300,000 visas awarded. All the Indians are saying, Ki jai. So that's going on there. What's so fortunate about that? Yes, if you take advantage of your situation, then it's fortunate. Otherwise, someone born in the West who doesn't have such facility by birth, if they take it voluntarily, they can become more fortunate. It's all how you use what you get. So, yes, you have a great opportunity. Now, let us see what we will do with that opportunity. Otherwise, you'll find persons in India, they'll discriminate against you. You're not going to know that. A Brahmana family, but not a recognized Brahmana family. You know, it goes on and on. The Gotra is not quite precise. Therefore, the only one solution. What is that? Take birth again. Get it right next time. I don't know how it goes. You're not in a caste Goswami family. You're not in a caste Brahmana family. You're not in the line, the Vamsha, Nishananda. You're not this, you're not that. On and on it goes. Better you take advantage of the opportunity to be Krishna conscious. And then one can be noteworthy. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.